It's been a common refrain for Pence. Indiana would leave the Common Core.
I've pledged consistently that we're going to write standards in Indiana that are written by Hoosiers, for Hoosiers, and are uncommonly high.
And write state-specific academic standards.
And we are deep into a completely transparent and public process to do that.
So to education policy watchers here, it came as no surprise when Pence this week signed legislation making Indiana's Common Core exit official. But now all eyes are on Indiana as the first state to go its own way after agreeing to use the nationally crafted standards. But satisfying everyone will be a challenge.
My name is Erin Tuttle, and I'm a co-founder of Hoosiers Against Common Core.
Count Tuttle among the Common Core standards' fiercest critics. She spent the last 2 years leading the statehouse charge against the standards. Last year, her group declared victory when Indiana lawmakers agreed to suspend rollout of the Common Core standards until they could be studied. But today, Tuttle is disappointed. She says early drafts of Indiana's next academic standards overlap too much with the Common Core.
I mean, you have to look at what got you there. What were the complaints that got you there? And address those. At least make one step closer to the other people in trying to make it right so we can move forward. And these standards do not address the main concerns of the Common Core.
On this point, backers and critics of Common Core agree. The proposed Indiana standards look substantially similar to the standards they replace. But State Board member Brad Oliver says that's to be expected. Indiana is building new standards based on several sets of previous expectations, including the Common Core.
So if they don't understand that part of the process or they've not watched that part of the process and all they're doing is comparing, then yes, that's going to come up because it looks like, well, you didn't really change anything.
Teams of Indiana educators and subject matter experts cobbled together an early draft of the state's next standards last month. That rough draft is being reviewed now. State education officials are moving quickly. They have to. Lawmakers have imposed a July deadline for new standards. But for Indiana teachers, that work can't be done fast enough, partially because they're already doing Common Core.
Are you done with that problem?
No.
Is there another step?
You need to see how much money.
Fatonia Shank teaches fourth grade in Indianapolis's Warren Township.
So what we're trying to do is have the kids think. For example, they were doing, you know, how much would it cost to do it? Kids don't. Used to, at least when I was in school, okay, area improvement, why do I need to use it? I don't have any reason why I need to use it. Now the kids are understanding that we might want to put a fence around something, and you need to know how much is it going to cost me.
Shank likes the Common Core. She testified at the State House trying to keep the standards in Indiana. She thinks a lot of the fear about the standards is overblown.
Technology has changed. When I was in school, they were scared to death with the new math. You know, we were all not going to learn our math problems or math facts. But we all did. It was like the Venn diagram and those kind of things.
Right now, Shank is juggling two sets of standards in her classroom, the Common Core and the old Indiana academic standards. She says what teachers really need at this point is direction.
You know, because since 2010, it's been saying we're going to the Common Core. Now you've put it on pause 2 years. So we need to know where we're going. And that's all. Most people, if you tell us where to go, we'll get there. But we need to know where we're going.
For his part, Pence says the focus needs to be on picking the best possible expectations for students.
Where we get those standards, where we derive them from, to me is of less significance than are we actually serving the best interest of our kids.
Even if that means some of the standards come over from the Common Core. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.